On January 10th, 2018, Governor Wolf declares the heroin and opioid epidemic a statewide disaster emergency. I agree that the drug problem in the Commonwealth and within our country has become an epidemic. But in the governor's declaration, he knowingly or unknowingly invokes Section 6107 of Title 18, which states that with some exceptions, no person shall carry a firearm upon the public streets or upon any public property during an emergency proclaimed by state or municipal governmental executives. With one signature, the governor suspended the rights to bear arms as provided in the Pennsylvania Constitution and in the United States Constitution in the Second Amendment. Within 2 days of his declaration, I circulated a co-sponsorship memo for House Bill 2021, which repeals Section 6107 of Title 18 and protects law-abiding gun owners' rights to open carry in the Commonwealth during a state of emergency. Woo! In a state where 5 members of the court can usurp 253 members of the legislature in drawing congressional maps, I do not want one governor to have the single-handed ability to suspend my constitutionally endowed rights without any checks and balances. Yeah. Our forefathers knew that the rights to bear arms were not just about hunting for sport. It wasn't just about protecting your own home. It was about keeping government in check. Those who fight to limit your Second Amendment rights like to talk about the size and type of weapon you should or shouldn't be allowed to carry. They refer to our brilliant forefathers and imply that they meant for us to simply only own or bear flintlocks or muskets. But our forefathers gave us the right to own the military-grade technology of their day. And they would want us to have the ability to organize in this age as a well-regulated militia that could stand up to the tyranny of government. My bill, House Bill 2021, would eliminate any governor's ability to limit the right of the citizens to bear arms in defense of themselves and the state. During times of disaster, times when one would assume that things like violence, looting, or extreme behavior would be more than likely to take place. The times when we need the ability to keep and bear arms. House Bill 2021 would limit the power of the governor from suspending the necessities to the security of a free state and the right of people to keep and bear arms, a right that shall not be infringed. The state of emergency we're living under today is an emergency where law-abiding firearm owners are being kept from protecting their families, their properties, and quite frankly, the Commonwealth. The true state of emergency that we're in right now is that good, hardworking people like yourselves have to take a day off from work to come to Harrisburg to stand your ground and to join together as one voice in saying that our rights as Americans and as Pennsylvanians will not be taken away. Ladies and gentlemen, I commend you and I applaud you, and I'm dedicated to working with you to make sure that no governor shall have the ability to suspend your constitutional rights. I thank you for being here. God bless you.